With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. Erica Kirk, widow of Charlie Kirk, speaks out for the first time since the fatal shooting of her husband.
The evildoers responsible for my husband's assassination have no idea what they have done. They killed Charlie because he preached a message of patriotism, faith, and of God's merciful love. If you thought that my husband's mission was powerful before, you have no idea. You have no idea what you just have unleashed across this entire country.
A 22-year-old man from the outskirts of St. George, Utah, has been arrested on murder charges and Charlie's death. Tyler Robinson is being held at a Utah jail without bond. Utah Governor Spencer Cox says family members say the suspect became more political over time.
Investigators interviewed a family member of Robinson who stated that Robinson had become more political in recent years. The family member referenced a recent incident in which Robinson came to dinner prior to September 10th, and in the conversation with another family member, Robinson mentioned Charlie Kirk was coming to UVU. They talked about why they didn't like him and the viewpoints that he had. The family member also stated Kirk was full of hate and spreading hate.
The governor credited Robinson's family with helping turn him in. President Trump says he will send the National Guard to Memphis, Tennessee, and to address crime concerns there. The president told Fox News Friday that the mayor is happy, the governor is happy about the pending deployment. Tennessee's Republican Governor Bill Lee confirmed the deployment was coming and said he planned to speak with the president to work out details very soon. The Missouri Senate has passed a plan backed by President Trump that could help Republicans win an additional U.S. House seat. The Senate's vote Friday sends the message to Republican Governor Mike Kehoe for his expected signature. This is SRN News. Another lawsuit over transgenderism.
Three female athletes at Yoruba Valley High School in California filed suit against the state over its policy of allowing males to compete against females. Advocates for Faith and Freedom is representing the girls, and Chief Counsel Robert Tyler says, quote, "Our daughters are being denied fair play and subjected to sexual harassment, all because California insists on putting radical gender ideology ahead of common sense and safety." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Conservative Catholics are unhappy with a new pope's decision to allow more than 1,000 LGBT activists to participate in a Holy Year pilgrimage to the Vatican this month. Several LGBT groups were involved in the pilgrimage, which was listed in the Vatican's official calendar of events for the Holy Year, a once-every-quarter-century celebration of Catholicism. Vatican organizers claimed that the listing in the calendar did not signal endorsement or sponsorship. This is SRN News. An ICE officer kills a suspect near Chicago after being dragged by a car.
The Department of Homeland Security says an Immigration and Customs Enforcement officer fatally shot the suspect as they tried to evade arrest in Chicago suburb by driving his car at officers and dragging one of them. The officer was attempting to arrest a man with a history of reckless driving. The department said the man refused orders and drove his car at the officers. One officer was hit and dragged, prompting him to open fire. Both the officer and the suspect were taken to a hospital where the suspect was pronounced dead. ICE says the incident happened in Franklin Park during an ongoing enforcement operation in Chicago. I'm Haya Pinjwani.
Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer is willing to risk a government shutdown at the end of the month if Republicans don't accept Democratic demands on health care. Schumer argues the country is in a different state than it was earlier this year when he argued against a shutdown. More details at SRNnews.com.